Garden railways are the largest scale railway. Each car, I would say, is roughly the size of a loaf of bread. So you can see that we're talking about big railroad cars here. And they're called G-scale or garden scale because how they first came popular was that people would build these railways out in their gardens instead of inside. They would have all kinds of a garden environment around them and then build creeks and bridges and little towns all outside in their garden. So that's how they became known as G-scale.
How popular are garden railways among model train enthusiasts?
I think because of its very nature, garden railways or the G-scale, large-scale railways probably aren't as popular as the smaller railways, H-scale and so forth, that can be given easily at Christmas time and that type of thing. So the G-scale hobbyists are really specialized hobbyists and will have enough room and the desire and the talent to build G-scale railroads outside their house in the garden area.
I understand people are coming to this event from all over the world. When they get there, what will there be for them to see and do?
They have many, many activities planned. One thing, they're going to go have a special dinner and meeting at Entertainment Junction in Westchester, which makes a lot of sense because that's the world's largest indoor G-scale model train display. Plus, they will go to some private homes to take a look at private owners' G-scale railroads. And then they have business meetings. And, of course, there's a huge, huge convention hall at the Great Wolf Conference Center, and that's where there's dozens and dozens and dozens of tables for the hobby itself, with everything from trains and tracks and villages and all kinds of other things.
I understand that one of the days is set aside for just anybody to come and take a look at the dealer's hall, I think it's called.
During the convention, there is one day that is a public day, and that's Saturday, June 8th, at the Great Wolf Conference Center. And visitors are welcome to stroll through, you know, a 15,000-square-foot conference center to see vendors of hobbyists of all kinds, mostly railroad, model railroading hobbyists, but other hobbyists, too.
Bill Mefford is a spokesman for the 29th Annual National Garden Railway Convention, which begins tomorrow at the Great Wolf Resort next to Kings Island in Mason, Ohio. I'm Steve Hirschberg.